Thank you for holding. Is this Paula?
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today, Paula?
I'm busy today. But I returned this call.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a good thing to return the call. We were actually reaching out to you about putting your company on the first page of the Google search results. I know you were speaking with Giselle. Did she do a good job kind of explaining why we were calling you?
Yeah.
Did you have any questions about the listing or what we'll be able to do?
No. Yeah, everything is okay when she explained.
Okay. Did you have any questions about the listing?
My only question, when if it's like busy getting job, can I call back and say pause it for a little bit so I can catch up?
So basically what happens is we put you up there, we let the customers call in at their own pace, right?
But if you
miss the calls, there is a tracking system that catches their information. So like their number, what they were looking for, and then you could always go into that pipeline when you're ready to move forward with something and start calling those people back.
Oh, okay.
So you don't have to go out to every person that calls you. But
okay.
We don't really control how many calls you're gonna get. You know, we can't stop them necessarily from calling in if you're on the first page. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's different. We get you live calls from customers rather than sending you a lead, right? It's not like Home Advisor. We don't even charge per lead at all.
So you just have,
your payment is just to be on the first page of the search results, and then we let the customers call you directly from there.
Okay.
Good. Make sense?
Yeah.
It's a lot better. I've worked with a lot of people who have used Home Advisor in the past, and they always tell me that they're really happy they have first page placement, and they like the customers calling them directly a lot better.
Okay. That's good.
Okay. All right. So as far as cost, everything we do here, it's month to month. Paula, we won't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. So I think that says a lot.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, the business owners that are on the first page of Google are up there. They're coming back at their own will, right? They're not binded to a contract. So I think that says a lot. You know, a smart business owner is not going to keep paying for something unless they know that, you know, they're making money from it, right?
Okay. Right.
So, as far as like the price, normally for a placement like this with the website included, it's usually $499 a month for a general contractor in order to cover a 75-mile radius, right? But what I can do, since you have 15 years experience and I'm incentivized to find the most experienced general contractor to put up there, with no negative reviews, I can reduce the cost to $299 on a month-to-month basis with the website included. So that's going to save you. Yeah, that's going to save you about $200, not just the first month, but it'll save you $200 every month that you choose to come back and use. So you'll keep it. Right. So I know for you and the kind of work that you do, I mean, the first job we bring you each month, you're going to offset the cost of the program, right?
Yeah.
So it'll make sense right away, the first job you get. Now, if you go and you look for general contractors on Google, just in the last 30 days, there was 1,812 searches for that keyword. Now, general contractor can mean a lot of things, right? But we could be more specific with it. Like, for example, tree services had 1,487 searches. So I'm not I'm not saying we're going to get you 1,487 phone calls, you know, or that you'd even want that many phone calls, right? But what that means is that there's a good call volume there. And 90% of people that use Google do pick from the first page. So we're basically putting you where 9 out of 10 of them are going to look and make a buying decision, right?
So, right.
I mean, if I could approve that discounted pricing structure at $299, I mean, I'm sure this is something that you could see a value in giving a shot. That way we could show you how well it works, right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. Have you ever heard of that before?
No.
Okay. So basically your business is going to be registered with Google as a trusted company, okay? We're basically going to create this, and we're going to submit this information to them today, okay? When they receive the information, they're going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. You only have to do it one time, but that's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. Now, according to Google, you were registered at a 567 Nicole Way in Utah.
Nicole, is that correct?
Okay. You're still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I can hide the address if you want. It's up to you.
No. I'm fine with that. Yeah. This is my 19 years here in my house.
Okay. That's a beautiful place. I love Utah.
Yeah.
The whole state's just beautiful and green. Now, your name's interesting. Do you spell it F-A-L-A?
Yeah.
And then your last name is L-E-A-A-E-T-O-A?
T-O-A, correct.
Okay. You're Samoan?
I'm a Tongan.
Tongan, okay. I like the Tongans. Yes. They have cool history. I went to PCC last year, and Tongans are not the guys. Yeah, those aren't the guys you want to play with. they have amazing history. Yeah, it's insane.
That was like Hawaiian PCC's homeland for us. We go there like every month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the Tongans, they have a deep Polynesian culture, but yeah, I love PCC. I have an aunt that actually works there, and my brother lives in Oahu too, in Eva Beach. So.
Oh, Eva Beach, yeah.
Yeah.
Usually come around that area and get some mangoes, you know. Eva.
Eva.
Really good.
Yeah, it's a nice spot. It's a nice spot. I have Hawaiian in my blood. So that's why I go out there. My dad's half Hawaiian only. So, but yeah, my dad grew up over there, and then he moved to the mainland in 2000 when I was still like young, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
So I probably can't say it well though. So let me try. So Fala Leatoa.
I know my initial in the middle is M. Fala M Leator.
Ah, okay. So there's an M at the end of your first name? It's like a middle initial?
Yeah. Fala M Leator.
Leator, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then your email address is leatoafala@gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay, let me update. All right. And then you can only have one phone number listed for the customers to call you. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just the phone number.
671-4810?
Correct.
Okay. And then you want the business name just listed as Ben and Jay Construction LLC?
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. All right, and we're going to build you a .com website. Do you have, like, a company logo or a photo, Tongan flag, maybe something you want to use?
Right now, no. I usually have a little logos in my business card.
Yeah, that's something we would want. We could put it on your website so that way the customers, you know, they're familiar with your business. We want to brand you, basically, so that way they're familiar with your company when they see that logo or they see your name around.
Just a man holding the shovel. That's it.
That's cool. That's awesome. Yeah. So I'm going to send you an email address. It's pretty easy. But if you have trouble with it, you know, I can also help you too. But if you could send that in and maybe like any pictures of like before and after work that you guys have done before.
Okay.
Also.
Yeah.
That would really help make the website nice. You know, I could do a nice portfolio on there. That way the customers, you know, by the time they call you, they're already ready to go or they've already seen something that they like, you know.
Okay. Okay.
And then I also sent you my direct phone number, so I'll be the account lead. So like if you want somebody to talk to directly and quickly and get something done fast, you can always call me direct. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I can run from 6 in the morning until 9 at night.
9 p.m. Okay. Is that Monday through Friday or do you work the weekends as well?
I work sometimes if I kind of behind, I work Saturday, not Sunday.
Good man. Okay. So
yeah,
Saturday by
Monday
by
to Saturday.
Saturday by appointment only and then Sunday closed.
Closed. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I gotcha. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yeah. Cash and check.
Cash and check. No cards.
No cards, yeah.
Okay.
I always have trouble with people who have cards.
Yeah. They always charge like an extra percentage too, the bank.
Yeah.
I know how that goes. I have a roofing contractor I was working with. He called me and said, hey, you know American Express charged 6%? I said, oh, man, you know, it was a big job, like $30,000. And, you know, they took a lot of money, like $700-$800 from him just to transfer the money. So he was super mad about that. Yeah. Okay, so I have the business profile created. I will need to do a client interview with you. I'm going to go ahead and submit this to Google right now, but I want to do a client interview for your listing. So once it's already verified, I want to make sure that we're listing you for the right keywords, right? So we're basically going to go over, like, I know you do concrete and tree services, right? But they're going to go over all the other services that you do, so that way we're listing you properly. I don't want people calling you for stuff that you don't do. It'll waste your time, you know? And then we're also going to list you for commercial work. As well, because it says that you guys take on commercial projects.
But if you don't, if you take out the tree service,
mm-hmm.
take it out. Because, I don't have time to do the trees,
okay.
You know.
Yeah, so I'll do this right now, actually. So let me ask you, like, okay, aside from concrete, what other focuses or what other things are you guys focusing on doing?
Let me see. All the steps. Is what you're talking about? Or extra work?
Yeah, any other projects? Like, what other kind of work do you do? You guys do, like, remodeling by chance? Do you do, like, bathroom remodels, kitchen remodels? No. Like, what's your bread and butter? What do you guys make, usually make your money off of?
Just flat concrete, driveways, sidewalks, patios, and stuff like the steps. Yeah.
Flat concrete, driveways, sidewalks.
Yeah, the garage. Mostly the flat concrete work.
Okay. That's hard work. Okay, concrete, driveways, sidewalks, steps, basically all flat concrete.
Yeah.
Concrete projects. Okay, that's a good starting point. Like stamped concrete, basically, right?
Yeah, stamped concrete. It's good too.
Okay. Because we give you 15 different keywords that we list you for at a time, right? So if somebody's typing in driveways instead of just typing in concrete contractor, you know, I want to make sure that they're still seeing you as the top option, right? So that's the point of the client interview, is to make sure that we list you for everything Now that way we're not missing any of the opportunities that are out there for you guys. And then, okay, then they're going to go over like the service area. You say you travel about 75 miles around?
Yeah. Okay. But mostly in Tooele, Cranesville area, Salt Lake, West Jordan, South Jordan, those area.
Okay. So you mainly want to target these areas, but you'll still cover that like full radius, right? Or is there like places that you don't want to go to specifically? Because we could also black out those areas.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So the client interview usually takes about 20 to 30 minutes. I have a lot of the information here already, but what's a good time where I can have the representative walk you through the client interview, Paula?
What time you guys close? I'm ready to go to the temple right now.
Okay.
So how about 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock?
I guess still open? Yeah?
I don't know. I don't think so. Not today. Because their schedules, sometimes they get booked out. So let me just pull up his calendar. Hold on 1 second. No.
But if it's tomorrow, how about tomorrow at 8 o'clock?
8 a.m. tomorrow?
Yeah. Tomorrow?
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Okay. I'm going to schedule it between 8 and 9, but I'm going to send you an invitation to your Gmail, and then I'm also going to text you like 1 hour before just to make sure that it's still a good time for you, okay? It's not too early, right?
Okay.
7?
Okay, yeah.
It's not too early if I send you a text at 7? You'll be awake?
No. I already up at 6. My grandkids get ready to go to school.
Okay. I have 2 little boys myself, so I'm always up really early too.
Right. Yeah.
So, all right. Let me just schedule it. Okay. So I got the client interview scheduled for tomorrow between 8 and 9 Mountain Time. And then the last thing we got to do to secure that position for Ben and Jay Construction LLC is secure the first month's payment of the $299 with the discounted pricing structure. How did you want to do that?
I used my debit card.
Okay. Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
Yeah. It's under my name. Under Fala.
Fala M. Leotoa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty good.
All right. I keep messing it up, though. I feel like I'm missing the middle part. Yeah, that always bothers me. I grew up on King Kamehameha Highway.
Highway.
Yeah. They call it H.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a main street, King Kamehameha.
Yeah. They got the big old temple there. My dad used to take me over there when I was very small. Yeah. It's like a castle. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And then is the billing address for the card the same as the street address that we're sending your PIN verification letter?
Yeah, same.
567 Nicole Way?
Yeah.
Okay, Fala. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay. Ready?
I'm ready.
4023.
Okay.
4706.
Okay.
0893.
Okay.
6605.
Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
12/24.
And then small 3-digit code on the back.
773.
Okay. And then I have it here as 4023-4706-0893-6605.
Correct.
Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. The reason I have to do this is because the discount that I gave you, I basically shaved about $200 off the monthly cost. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say, Fala, that you either don't understand it or like you don't agree, just stop me. And then I can always rephrase it for you. But I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I process any kind of transaction. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to our voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and is also an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Ben and Kate Construction.
Thank you. And your company is registered as an LLC, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Ben and Jay Construction LLC today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
My name is Fala M. Leator, the owner of Ben and J. Construction, LLC.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, it says here, to get results as fast as possible, Fala, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
And in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
I already know about the Home Advisor thing. You canceled that, right?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, good. The Federal Trade Commission's about to shut those guys down, by the way. So if you feel they owe you some money, I can send you the link. And you just got to fill it out, basically, and put your name in there. A lot of people have been getting reimbursed because of the investigation.
Okay.
Yeah, here, I'm going to text that to you now, actually, just so I don't forget.
Okay.
Yeah, because you just have to report fraud on the top, and then you fill out your information for your business, and you may end up just getting reimbursed. I had one guy who got, like, $3,200 back. Recently. Yeah, it was a roofing contractor.
It's the rip off the company.
Yeah, well, what they got caught doing is they were selling the same lead to like 10 people, and they charge everybody the money for the lead. So maybe they got the lead for $5, they sell it for 50 to 10 guys, their $5 turned to 500. Yeah, and then they were just taking all the money, and the business owners are losing their money.
Yeah.
Okay, but I texted that to you. And then it says here, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's August 25th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, you have the platinum package. So I've included the .com website for you at no additional charge. I've also included a Facebook ad for you at no additional charge. And then I've waived all setup fees. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 25th day, but it'll stay in that discounted price. So you'll stay $299 as long as you're with us. It won't go up on you.
Okay,
and there's no extra charges. So no surprises, no lead fees, no click fees, no call fees, just one time per month, $299, that's it, covers everything. Okay.
Okay.
It says here, you're not binded to a contract. So you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties, right? If you're unhappy, you just let us know, and we can stop the campaign. But we're going to do what we can, you know, and use all the tools in our power to try to make sure you're happy and get as many jobs under the table for you. You know, if you're making money, usually we make money, you know. So.
Okay, yeah.
It says in the fine print here, we do ask that you, when you first start a campaign, that you give it at least 2 months. But it is month to month. You're only paying 1 month at a time, and you're not binded to a contract. So we just ask that of you. And then it asks if you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
All right. So in your text messages, this is going to be like the most techie thing I ask you to do. Most guys, we don't ask them to hop on the computer or anything. We just want you to answer the phone calls when the customers come and try to get good reviews, right? But with with your account, I have you on a discounted pricing structure. Like I said, I took $200 off so every month. So there's a link in your text. It'll say, Fala M, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And then it'll say, like, please click here to accept the subscription terms. This has also been sent to your email. So if you click on it at the bottom, it's going to ask you to sign the bottom. It's not a contract, but it's basically just an outline of everything that we're doing for you with that discounted pricing structure, the billing date, and the cancellation policy.
Yes, yeah.
Did you see it there in your text?
Not yet.
Nothing? It'll say Fala M. It'll be from an 877 number. It's the same number I texted you, like my phone number, my email.
Let me see. Yes.
Okay. So yeah, there's a link in there. If you click on it, at the bottom, it'll have a little box you got to check mark just to certify that it's actually your card information. It's not somebody else's or somebody pretending to be you. And then at the very bottom, it'll ask you to just type out your first and last name. So again, not a contract, but this is just for your protection. Like, I want to make sure that you have it documented and in your email, and we have it documented that you're getting that discounted price for as long as you're with us. It's not just a one-month thing, you know? I don't want your bill changing.
Okay, okay.
Okay. I've been here long enough. So, my dad says I got to take care of our pollies. We are the minority of minority, he said.
Yeah, yeah. So the box, the thing that you send me, at the bottom.
Yes. You click on it.
To open up, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you click on it, and then you just type your name. So like the letters will pop up if you're on your phone, and then if you just click it, or the one that says I certify that I'm an authorized user on the account. You just want to check that one, make sure it's checked. The one that's asking about text messages, you want to just leave that blank so that way it's okay for me to send you text messages. Yeah, that one. Let me pull it up here so I can see exactly what you're looking at. Okay. So if you scroll down to SMS communication, that one's good. Then you have the payments. Yeah. So underneath cancellation and refund, there's a box that'll say, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all of the information is complete and accurate. You want to check that one. And then the one that says sign, it'll say, like, click here. You just click on that, and then you type out your name as it appears above.
I'm still working on trying to find it.
Oh, okay.
My stuff.
Oh, in your text messages?
Yeah, in my text messages.
Okay, okay. So it's going to be an 877 number, Fala? So go to the text.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's one that'll say Fala M. It'll have the first thing it'll say is your name. Fala M, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yeah, the thing that I found here, the Local Splash, welcome if you have any questions.
Yeah, I'm going to try to send the link. I'm just going to try to send you the link by itself, okay? Hold on one second.
Okay.
There we go. See if that one comes through.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, just click on that.
Open.
And then it'll have the terms, Local Splash terms of experience. So this is outlining everything that we're doing for you here. The landing page, Google Workspace, Google Business Profile Optimization, Advanced Reporting, everything. So at the bottom, though, Yeah, and this is in your email too. So you'll always be able to look it up if you just go to your email, and then you can type in Google Advertising or Local Splash. It'll pop up.
Okay. But,
and same thing with your invoice receipt. Your invoice receipt's over there, and this is considered a business expense. So you guys will be able to write it off too. So
okay.
I always send the invoice. Okay. You already put it in there?
I just put my name. Type my name.
Yeah, you'll see there's a box above it where it says I certify I'm an authorized holder. So you got to check that little box, and then you sign your name. Fala M. Leaitoa.
Okay.
And then when you type your name in there, you hit confirm signature.
And try to sign my name on it.
No worries.
Clicky and hope your name. Yeah, I already signed it now.
Okay. So you're seeing a page that says username and password?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Put my name in there?
No, you don't have to worry about that right now. I'm going to send you an email with the username and password and a YouTube video, so that way you know how to use it. And then also I will attach my direct number and extension to every text and email moving forward. So if you don't like sitting on the computer logging in, or if you're having any trouble with it, you know, you could just call me and then I could sit down with you and get it done.
Okay. Good.
Okay. But that concludes the initial sign up process. So I want to thank you for signing up. Obviously, welcome aboard. I know this is going to be a great fit for you, especially if you could have done anything with that Home Advisor program. That program sucks. But I'm going to be kind of walking you through it until you feel comfortable. Okay. We don't expect you to be a tech guru, you know, so we get in there and we do it for you. We have plenty of guys here that are going to help with the fulfillment. One thing I just want to key on is in the initial week, okay, the first week is a lot of things are happening. So Google is sending you a postcard in the mail, Fala. It'll come to the Nicole Way address. It'll say Google right on it, big colorful letters. You can't miss it. And then it'll also have your company name. And on the back, there's a little 5-digit number. I need that number. It's very important.
Okay.
We only need it one time. Okay. For as long as you own your company, you'll never have to do it again. Okay, that's just going to make your company exist on Google, right? So very important.
Okay.
Okay. Also, client interview is scheduled for tomorrow. Okay, I have it set between 8 and 9. Yeah, exactly. But it only takes about 30 minutes, but I give them that hour window just in case you have extra questions or the call goes over. Okay, and then like I said, I'll send you a reminder about 7 o'clock about it. And then obviously, if you could send in that logo, I know that might be difficult. If it's difficult, like I said, I can get on there. I can help you. We have people who can help you. But I want to get your logo up there and make sure that, you know, we're representing your company properly, okay?
Okay, okay.
All right? That's it, okay? So just focus on those things.
Okay.
The client interview tomorrow, and then the pin will probably come in the mail next week. It says it usually takes to 5 days. Yeah. So call me when you get that. If you have questions, comments, or concerns, I can't stress it enough. Just call in, okay? We have people here to help you at all times. We want to make sure that the campaign is working for you.
Okay. Thank you very much, John.
Absolutely. You're welcome. I'm looking forward to working with you. If you need anything, like I said, give me a call. But enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll circle back with you tomorrow morning.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'll talk
to you later.
Absolutely.
Okay. Bye.